possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Yes, I do love it when you have a point. Brad Young here at your service. Glad you're in this evening. And by the way, again, phone lines are open. Text lines are open. We do have an interview in the next hour, or in the next break, coming up around 9:17. And I mention this because you heard at the top of the hour, Sean Michael Lyle, of course, doing the news, talking about the release of the strategic oil or oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We're going to talk to an oil expert about the details of that release. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Is it simply political or does it have any true purpose other than trying to win in November? So we'll break that down with him in an interview coming up at 9:17, 9:18, somewhere in there. So make sure that you stick around for that in the second segment. On this day, I love these the factoids of on this day. And on this day in 1789, the first Supreme Court Justice of the United States, John Jay, was sworn in. And he's a legendary figure in terms of our founding fathers, John Jay. He was like the George H.W. Bush of his day. He had the longest resume of anyone you could ever imagine. He was, oh my goodness, he was, he filled a lot of high offices. He was the president of the Second Continental Congress. He was the Secretary of Foreign Affairs under the Articles of Confederation. And of course, he was very famously the very first Chief Justice. Now, it was a few years later, after John Jay, but the Supreme Court in the case of Marbury versus Madison, this is the first case, the first case any law student ever studies in law school. It's called Marbury versus Madison. It's from 1801, I believe. I may be off a year or two, but I think it's 1801. And I know I'm not trying to delve too deeply into these topics. It wasn't until 1801 that the Supreme Court decided that the court had the authority to override acts of Congress if they violated the Constitution. And today we think, well, duh, that's what the Supreme Court does. They either uphold the law and they say that it doesn't violate the Constitution or they strike it down. That's what they do. But that wasn't originally what the court did. And it took the Supreme Court about 12 years to really figure out what its place was in the world and in our government. And right now, unfortunately, the Supreme Court gets a bad rap because people don't look at the law in terms of how should this be decided. What most people do and most analysis goes like this. What do I want to have happen? And then what laws can I find to support what I want to have happen? That's the analysis that certainly the mainstream media goes through without any analysis, discussion, or investigation into why cases are decided. And so if you follow this show with any regularity, you'll know that I don't do that. I like to dive into why things are decided because it helps us understand that government has boundaries. We have a limited government. But if you look at the left today, the left wants no boundaries on the government. Just in the past year, just let me throw out three or four examples. Just in the past year, we have a government that wanted to force you to get a vaccine mandate. We had a court that wanted to, or rather a government that wanted to force everyone to wear masks on planes without any law, without any congressional authority, just by the president saying, this is what I want to do, to force everyone to have a vaccine and to force everyone to wear masks. Also, just because the president said so, the president in the eviction moratorium wanted to tell people who own real estate, you cannot evict a person who's living on your property. You cannot evict them even if they don't pay. So if you've got people living in your rental home, living in your apartment who aren't paying their rent, you can't tell them to leave. That wasn't something that the entire U.S. government decided was a good idea. No, that was one guy, one person who said, you can't kick out deadbeat renters from your property. And in all three of those examples, the Supreme Court of the United States said, you cannot do that. That is beyond the reach of your office as president of the United States. It's beyond your reach. You're not a king. You're not a despot. And if you try to make law without congressional authority, there's a word for that. It's called tyranny. And I discussed that even in great detail here over the last few years with members of our St. Louis County Council. Whenever Sam Page wanted to do that same type of draconian activity to say, because I want it, then make it so. Well, you're also not Captain Picard. I mean, that was his catchphrase, make it so. But you're not the captain. You're an elected official, and you can only operate within the boundaries of the authority given to you by we the people. We the people. And that's why I liked consistently how Eric Schmidt kept Sam Page in check by filing lawsuits that challenged his, and I'm sorry, the term is tyrannical, his tyrannical activities that were done without legislative authority. And so I always thought, growing up in the 70s and the 80s, I always thought the media's job was to keep government in check. But you don't really see that today. And that's why whenever I was asking or talking rather to Virginia Allen from the Heritage Foundation, I told her that I so wish that someone would ask the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, ask him, if you're a sanctuary city, why are you complaining about illegal aliens coming to your city? You're a sanctuary city. You're saying, please come here. Why are you complaining? But, of course, the media never does that. And one other thing that the media never does right now, I watched a story this morning on the Today Show, talked a lot about this releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But never once was there a question of, do we need that? Is it necessary? What are the downsides from doing that? Aren't we placing our country at strategic risk if we release this oil and war breaks out in the Middle East and then we don't have any oil? Isn't there a problem releasing this for political purposes? None of those questions were being asked. So since NBC, the Today Show, didn't ask those questions, I will, and Camo X will. Coming up next, we're going to talk to oil executive Jay Young about those very issues. He's an oil executive. He will be able to break it down for us right here on Camo X. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
As I mentioned a minute ago, the White House announced today that President Biden has authorized the release of an additional 15 million barrels of oil from the nation's emergency strategic petroleum reserves. Now, this act was widely reported, but the mainstream media really provided no analysis of any kind on whether this is a good idea or a bad idea. So joining us this evening to provide this analysis is Jay Young, no relation to me that I'm aware of, but Jay is a fourth generation oil and gas professional with King Operating Corporation. He has a leadership team with over 100 years of combined oil, gas exploration and development experience. Jay is also the author of the recent book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Hey, Jay, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
Sure, it's my pleasure. This is a topic that I find fascinating because everything in the world runs on energy, and it truly is the bedrock of any issue you want to discuss. Now, the strategic petroleum reserves I read recently could hold up to about 700 million barrels of oil. What's the purpose for this reserve?
Well, the purpose has been around for a few decades now, but it's the purpose is for the war, right? If we ever get into war, and we need oil, and we can't produce it, or we simply don't have it. I mean, we're at a negative right now in the United States. I mean, we produce 13 million around, and we need 20, so we still need 7 million barrels of oil a day. Even if everything was still running in the United States, we still need that foreign oil coming in. So if we needed it and we, you know, we have it. I mean,
right. So, for example, if we got into a war, hey Jay, if we got into a war with China, yeah, and suddenly the Middle Eastern oil stopped coming, the Strategic Oil Preserve would fill in the gaps between what we need and what we could domestically produce. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's not for winning an election. But anyway, you're probably not going there.
No, that's where I'm going to go. That's exactly where I'm going to go. But hang with me, Jay. We'll get there in just a second. Because I was a kid in the 70s, and I remember the gas station lines that occurred as a result of the disruption of the supply for the Middle East. But my question is, right now, do we currently have a real disruption of oil supply?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. Because unless you don't really, you don't talk about it now, we don't have the oil in the United States, and we're going to have a worse problem after the election with 2 million barrels gone from OPEC, 1 million barrels gone from the Strategic Reserve. We've had a problem for a long time, but politics won't see it. They don't want to see it. They want to win an election.
Right.
You know, so that's therefore you're going to have a really big deficit come November, December, yeah, like I said, after the election.
Well, and I want to get to, in a few minutes, Jay, I do want to talk about how we can encourage and provide incentives to produce more oil domestically. But, and of course, we're talking to Jay Young. He is an oil and gas executive with King Operating Corporation in Dallas, Texas. According to the White House, about 165 million barrels of oil have already been released so far this year. They're going to release an additional 15 million barrels. That brings it up to 180 barrels. So right now, this White House has released one-third of our strategic oil reserves?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We have. Just to win an election.
Right, because this is truly political, isn't it?
That, I'm not going to say that 100%. I mean, I do believe Biden, you know, well, not really. But I was going to say, give him some sympathy and say, you know, he felt sorry for the American people, and he was doing what he could because he made some huge mistakes when he got elected. Because this administration, obviously, from the very beginning, were against fossil fuels. 100%.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I don't want fossil fuels, and we're out. And, you know, it's like we permits or pipelines or whatever the case, we're out. We don't want it. And then all of a sudden, when he knows that, hey, you know what? You know, electric cars, I don't know the percentage, but I'm going to look it up, Brad, but I want to find out how much of the electric cars have taken away right now from a barrel of oil. You know,
yeah, not much.
Is the demand really just, I know it hasn't plummeted.
No, of course not. Of course it hasn't plummeted. Yeah. But you make a great point, because not only did this administration declare war on fossil fuels the moment they came into office, but also President Biden initially really made enemies out of Saudi Arabia. And then the president goes over to Saudi Arabia to try to encourage more drilling. The Saudis turned him down. OPEC turned him down. And instead of focusing on increasing domestic production, now apparently we're talking to the Venezuelans about increasing supply. This is an administration that lacks a cohesive, strategic vision on how to deal with energy. Is that fair to say?
Fair to say. Absolutely. 100%. They don't, instead of going back to where the oil comes from, and instead of being proactive or drill baby drill or, you know, talking bad about oil and gas companies, being more supportive, we would be producing 15 to 16 million barrels of oil right now. But instead, he's going back and talking about, you know, hey, we're not going to drill and ESG and, you know, electric cars, and we're going to be, who wants to get in the oil and gas business, especially the big money people? The big money people don't want to come in, so therefore they're going to stay out. And that's what we need. We need money to drill for oil and gas, and we're not going to get there. And that's why oil is going to go up, and it's just – I called it a Ponzi scheme today. I mean, a Ponzi scheme because the oil's being put on the market, and the market thinks that it came from the ground. I mean, they don't really know. I'm just saying. But now you look at it, and it says, oh, okay, well, we have oil. Well, yeah, you do have oil, but it didn't come out of the ground. It needs to come out of the ground.
Yeah,
we're not going to have this strategic reserve in OPEC a month from now, and we're going to have huge problems.
Well, one of the things, and this is why I was so excited to talk to you this evening, Jay, and we're talking to Jay Young, oil and gas executive with King Operating Corporation in Dallas, is because this is your area of expertise. And I've read stories alleging that the oil that's being released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is being sold to the Chinese. I don't know whether that's true or not, but can you just explain to us how the oil from the Petroleum Reserve is sold, and where does it go when it goes onto that open market?
Yeah, so it goes to refineries because it's being sold to refineries. And so it's being sold to probably an oil and gas. I don't know. That's a good question because somebody asked me that the other day, and I go, you know what? That's a good question. I don't know if it's I'm sure they bought it from oil and gas companies, so why wouldn't they sell it back to an oil and gas company that would therefore take it to a refinery instead of – but, I mean, they made a profit because supposedly Trump was buying a lot of it early,
right?
You know, or buying it, you know, at cheaper prices, made some money. But now they're not going to be able to put it back. Somebody said, oh, yeah, they're going to start putting it back. No, they're not going to put it back. We don't have the oil to put back. Nobody in the world has oil right now except for Argentina, and we don't want to – that's a whole different story. But we don't have the oil. We're not producing the oil that we can just go, oh, okay, well, let's just put it back. No, even if we could afford it at $80, $90 a barrel, which is going to go to 100, you know, real soon before the end of the year, if it does that, it's going to be expensive. But nobody has the oil because our rig count's down 70%. Mm-hmm. Since the pandemic, our rig count is not even back to 100% yet. It's 70%. And we need some, and the biggest production increases are in the Permian Basin, and those wells decrease 50% in the first year. You've got to have a well puts online, and it produces, and then the first year it goes down 50%. You got to drill 2,000 new wells a year in the Permian to get that oil back. You know, so it's just a never-ending cycle where it's hard for us to get ahead. And hard for us to produce more oil in the United States. And then with Biden coming in and saying, oh yeah, hey, we're going to help the American people with gasoline. No. He's buying your vote with cheap oil and cheap gas right now. He's buying your vote because he wants a Democratic Congress. Because if you look, I mean, the polls are real, real tight right now. I mean, they are very, very tight. It's like 51, 49. I mean, it goes back and forth.
And we're seeing how the price of gasoline directly impacts those polls. But this is what I want to ask you. We're talking to Jay Young, oil and gas executive with King Operating Corporation. Biden here, and that wouldn't necessarily be wrong, but Biden is releasing this oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Into the global marketplace, under the open market, to try to reduce the price of gasoline. But, Jay, does it make that much difference from your perspective? By the time that this oil is released from the strategic reserve, it goes to the refinery, it goes to the public, combined with all of the other oil that comes onto the market every day, does that release really make that big of a difference to the price at the pump?
No, it won't. And it may be a 20, 30 cents here before the election, 50 cents. Now, I don't know, it matters where you live. I mean, we're relatively cheap here, and you are too.
Yeah.
California, it may go down further than that. They're hoping, you know, that it'll make a difference. I mean, anything's better.
Right, but it's not going to make any sort of a long-term difference. This is really 100% a short-term gain, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying is it's just that he's throwing this oil in the market, and it's false reading from the market saying, oh, we have oil. But then after the election, we have 2 million. No, okay, let's go back. We need 20 million a day. We're producing 13. We need 7 from other countries. And our production's going up. It is going up a little bit right now because we are drilling. And that demand will continue to rise. And when it does, you know, OPEC saying, oh, we're going to take 2 million barrels off the market, and then the strategic reserve is going to take 1 million a day off the market. So, therefore, you've got this huge delta in between what we produce and what we need, and that's where the problem is, because then we have to go over to Argentina or Saudi Arabia and beg for oil and beg, and we just simply don't have it. The world's not going to give us to this. That's what Saudi Arabia, he's over there at OPEC Plus, and well, two things. Number one, I'm sure they're going, hey, Joe, why don't you just go home and tell everybody to start drilling? Because that's what you need to do. Because you do have the oil in the United States to do it. You're just not being proactive. You're coming over here, and you're telling us to sell you more oil for less money, which doesn't make sense at all. You know, so why don't you just make a big difference?
And that gets to my next question, Jay, because from your perspective as an oil and gas executive, this is your business. What incentives, from your perspective, what incentives, if any, could be provided to domestic oil producers to increase the amount of oil produced in North America?
Well, because you're getting better economics. So this is my sixth. I'm a fourth generation guy. I've been in this business for a long time. I'm almost 60. I've seen six. I think it's six. You know, where the price decreases 50% or more in a short time. Okay, so I've seen this up and down. Normally, when you have this high price, they say, "What's the best solution or the best answer for high oil prices? How do you get them to go down?" Well, the best answer is high oil prices, because people normally start drilling. They come in here and they start drilling like crazy. They up their rig count. Mobil, Exxon, Chesapeake, Devon, you know, all these Diamondback, all these companies, they just come in and start increasing their rig count. So therefore, your supply side increases, and your demand is still there, but your supply overrides your demand, and therefore prices come down. Normally, that's exactly what we see, Brad. This time, we're not seeing that.
Exactly.
You can read all day long about, you know, Exxon is saying they made $6 billion in the first quarter of this year, and they spent $10 billion buying back their stock. Instead of coming back and increasing their rig count, look at Harold Hamm. You know, he owned 83% of Continental Resources. He just bought back all the rest of the stock himself in his own name because he's tired of Wall Street telling him that he can't drill.
So what incentives could we do, though? And that brings it back to my question. What incentives could happen now to increase domestic production, both here and in Canada?
Yeah, well, the number one thing you have to do is be sure to tell everybody to start drilling in the United States and be more supportive as a leader.
You know, and we're not hearing that.
President Young, I come to you, Brad, and I say, President Young, you need to go drill for oil and gas. We need to give you more incentives. We need oil in the United States to meet our demand, and we're not. And institutions are dried up. They're not coming back into the markets. Public companies, federal government, state governments. Some state governments are just as bad as I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you know, sometimes like Colorado, we've got a field in Colorado, we've got a field in Wyoming, but the Colorado field, once you get approved. After you get approved, then you have to go up there and talk to the people in person. You get you know, permitted. Then you have to go talk to them. Then you have to lay out a plan. Then you have to, you know, what's going to happen 5 years from now? What if you go bankrupt? What if you do this? I mean, in Texas, we get a permit, man. We get a rig. We start drilling.
Right.
You know, we don't have to go through all this other stuff.
But there's a lot of bureaucracy involved in this, both on the federal level and on the state level. But what I'm hearing from you, Jay, is we need to have consistent leadership from the White House that encourages more domestic production instead of simply going to other countries and begging them to increase their production.
Exactly.
Got it. Hey, Jay Young, oil and gas executive with King Operating Corporation in Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much for joining us this evening here on Camo X. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Brad, enjoyed it. Have me on any time, and I appreciate you having me on.
We will contact you again, my friend. You can count on it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to open the phone lines up now, 314-436-7900. What do you think about this idea that the president says, basically, we don't like you Saudis, and then shockingly, the Saudis don't give us more oil, and instead of producing more oil here, we're going to Venezuela, we're going to Argentina, we're begging other countries to increase their production instead of producing what we have right here in the good old US of A. What do you think? 314-436-7900. Call or text, at your service. KMOX. You know, the price of gasoline affects you. The price of gasoline affects what you pay for goods and services. It impacts every single thing that we deal with. So why are we allowing the president to squander our strategic oil reserve that we would need in case of a war? Why are we allowing him to squander that just to lower the price of gasoline by 10 cents or so that will immediately stop the day of the election? Why are we allowing him to do that when there's no long-term benefit from that in any way? 314-436-7900. Ken's got some ideas. Hey, Ken, good to talk to you, sir.
Same to you. First of all, how you been?
I've been doing well. I was a little nervous because I haven't heard from you in a while, and I thought, yeah. Oh, man, Ken has stopped listening. And I'm glad that that is not the case.
It's been more the Cardinals than anything else. So, you know, and I know you've been on the air some, but nothing like when the Cardinals are not playing.
Yeah, I don't understand the audacity of KMOX that would bump me for the Cardinals. I mean, I just don't understand that.
Well, I'm sure that on the radio side, there's thousands of listeners, and with you, how many are there?
There's probably about a dozen.
And they're all family?
I've got, if I can't count family, you know, we've got a good six or seven.
Okay. Anyway, like you say, if you got a point, sound off with it. I was kind of hoping that, you know, since I hadn't talked with you in a while, that you would have at least moderated. I know you wouldn't come around to being a liberal, but at least moderate. But after listening to you for about an hour tonight, I realized that you have not.
Well, whenever I booked the oil and gas executive, I had no idea what his beliefs are. I simply picked him because he was an oil and gas executive, and I reached out to him. I had zero idea about.
I just wish he'd have stated the facts and not gotten into, well, we know what this was for. It was going to win an election. If he just hadn't said that and just stayed with the – and when you say that you didn't know what side of the fence he was on, I believe you on that.
I didn't. I just got his name as a gas executive.
What's that?
I said I just got his name as an oil and gas executive with no idea what his views were politically.
Well, I just wish he would have stayed with the facts and hadn't gotten into the politics. And, you know, just like this evening, I heard Biden say, well, this is not political. I'm thinking, are you crazy? Of course it's political.
Of course it's political.
Of course it is. But anyway, you know, there's hypocrisy out there all over the place. And, you know, you were mentioning a couple tonight. And, you know, for every hypocrisy that you name, I could name you one on the liberal side. Do you agree?
Oh, sure. And I hope you heard me earlier, particularly when I was talking about the immigration issue, when I said that both Republicans and Democrats are completely hypocritical on the immigration issue because for decades, neither party wanted to solve the problem. They were more interested in using the crisis for political gains on the right or the left. They were more interested in that than they were in solving the problem.
And I agree with that. I know you were saying this, whatever, and I forget now what you said, but it was the worst hypocrisy you had ever heard. And mine is, how can you be pro-life and pro-death penalty?
Mm-hmm.
That has confused me.
Well, can I enlighten you on that, Ken? Because I can enlighten you in 30 seconds or less.
You can try.
Okay.
I doubt if you would. You know, you and I aren't going to convince each other.
That's okay.
Anything, but
go ahead. But you said it's a hypocrisy, and I can explain how it isn't. Because it all comes down to the basis of guilt. In other words, a person on death row has committed a crime, but a person in the womb has committed no crime. And so a person on death row, a person on death row is going to be executed, but it takes 20 years for that person to get executed from the date they're convicted of a crime, and it's causally related. There's a proximate cause between their crime and the punishment. For a child in the womb, they're executed in 9 months or less, and they've committed no crime.
That argument 1,000 times. I don't buy it, but I've heard it. But, you
but
know,
that, that demonstrates that there is no hypocrisy in that.
Penalty, there should be no exceptions. I don't care whether you've committed a crime or not. There should be no exceptions. Either you're pro-life or you're not.
Well, I don't think that you have to. Yeah, but I don't think that you have to limit it to a binary decision, because I'm pro-life when they haven't committed a crime, and there's nothing hypocritical about that.
Well, that's pretty lame, Brad.
No, it's not lame. It explains it specifically. I love talking to you, Ken. You know what? I'd be willing to put you on a retainer, my friend. I love it when you call in.
And by the way, one thing, my wife, who travels places to see the Cardinals play, her and her friend Carol were out in Los Angeles when and saw the game against the Dodgers when Pujols hit his 699 and 700.
Oh, yeah, I was watching the game on Apple Plus, but they were there.
You're one of the few in this city that did, but they were so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Did they snap any pictures?
They were also there for the finale of the regular season when he hit 703, so it was a good time for them.
Oh, my goodness. What a memory. I hope they got some pictures.
Your time, and I really enjoy talking to you, so we'll do this hopefully a little more regular.
Well, I should be on every Wednesday night here as long as the Cardinals are in remission, so to speak.
But I think they are.
But I'll be shifting back and forth from Wednesdays and Thursdays once the Cardinals come back on the air in the spring. But, Ken, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Same to you.
Hey, we got to take a break here, and I wanted to give Ken all the time he wanted because he is a great caller. And when we come back, I'm going to mention one legal issue for you before we get out, because to me it's scary about what can happen by when the government can track you. And there's a new tech out there that I want to bring to your attention. At your service, KMOX. Don't go away. Let's hear it from Matt Pajeski. That's a great bumper song there, Matt. Good job, buddy. I wanted to get to this topic before the hour ends, because it doesn't matter whether you're on the right or on the left. We should always be concerned about a government that wants to exert too much power over your life. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. You should be concerned about that. That's why some of my Republican friends, a lot of times they're all, you know, well, if the government's going to be cracking down on criminals, then I'm all for that. And when I point out that, you know, a lot of guilty people get prosecuted, or a lot of innocent.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You know, the price of gasoline affects you. The price of gasoline affects what you pay for goods and services. It impacts every single thing that we deal with. So why are we allowing the president to squander our strategic oil reserve that we would need in case of a war? Why are we allowing him to squander that just to lower the price of gasoline by 10 cents or so that will immediately stop the day of the election? Why are we allowing him to do that when there's no long-term benefit from that in any way? 314-436-7900. Ken's got some ideas. Hey, Ken, good to talk to you, sir.
Same to you. First of all, how you been?
I've been doing well. I was a little nervous because I haven't heard from you in a while, and I thought, Oh, man, Ken has stopped listening. And I'm glad that is not the case.
It's been more the Cardinals than anything else. So, you know, and I know you've been on the air some, but nothing like when the Cardinals are not playing.
Yeah, I don't understand the audacity of KMOX that would bump me for the Cardinals. I mean, I just don't understand that.
Well, I'm sure that on the radio side, there's thousands of listeners, and with you, how many are there?
There's probably about a dozen.
And they're all family?
I've got, if I can't count family, you know, we've got a good six or seven.
Okay. Anyway, like you say, if you got a point, sound off with it. I was kind of hoping that, you know, since I hadn't talked with you in a while, that you would have at least moderated. I know you wouldn't come around to being a liberal, but at least moderate. But after listening to you for about an hour tonight, I realized that you have not.
Well, whenever I booked the oil and gas executive, I had no idea what his beliefs are. I simply picked him because he was an oil and gas executive, and I reached out to him. I had zero idea about.
I just wish he'd have stated the facts and not gotten into, well, we know what this was for. It was going to win an election. If he just hadn't said that and just stayed with the – and when you say that you didn't know what side of the fence he was on, I believe you on that.
I didn't. I just got his name as a gas executive.
What's that?
I said I just got his name as an oil and gas executive with no idea what his views were politically.
Well, I just wish he would have stayed with the facts and hadn't gotten into the politics. And, you know, just like this evening, I heard Biden say, well, this is not political. I'm thinking, are you crazy? Of course it's political.
Of course it's political.
Of course it is. But anyway, you know, there's hypocrisy out there all over the place. And, you know, you were mentioning a couple tonight. And, you know, for every hypocrisy that you name, I can name you one on the liberal side. Do you agree?
Oh, sure. And I hope you heard me earlier, particularly when I was talking about the immigration issue, when I said that both Republicans and Democrats are completely hypocritical on the immigration issue, because for decades, neither party wanted to solve the problem. They were more interested in using the crisis for political gains on the right or the left. They were more interested in that than they were in solving the problem.
And I agree with that. I know you were saying this, whatever, and I forget now what you said, but it was the worst hypocrisy you had ever heard. And mine is, how can you be pro-life and pro-death penalty?
Mm-hmm.
That has confused me.
Well, can I enlighten you on that, Ken? Because I can enlighten you in 30 seconds or less.
You can try.
Okay.
I doubt if you would. You know, you and I aren't going to convince each other.
That's okay.
Anything, but ahead.
But you said it's a hypocrisy, and I can explain how it isn't. Because
it
all comes down to the basis of guilt. In other words, a person on death row has committed a crime, but a person in the womb has committed no crime. And so a person on death row is going to be executed, but it takes 20 years for that person to get executed from the date they're convicted of a crime, and it's causally related. There's approximate cause between their crime and the punishment. For a child in the womb, they're executed in 9 months or less, and they've committed no crime.
That argument 1,000 times. I don't buy it, but I've heard it. But,
that demonstrates that there is no hypocrisy in that.
With the death penalty, there should be no exceptions. I don't care whether you've committed a crime or not. There should be no exceptions. Either you're pro-life or you're not.
Well, I don't think that you have to limit it to a binary decision, because I'm pro-life when they haven't committed a crime. And there's nothing hypocritical about that.
Well, that's pretty lame, Brad.
No, it's not lame. It explains it specifically. I'd love talking to you, Ken. You know what? I'd be willing to put you on a retainer, my friend. I love it when you call in.
And by the way, one thing, my wife, who travels places to see the Cardinals play, her and her friend Carol were out in Los Angeles and saw the game against the Dodgers when Pujols hit his 699 and 700.
Oh, yeah, I was watching the game on Apple Plus. But they were there.
You were one of the few in this city that did, but they were so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Did they snap any pictures?
They were also there for the finale of the regular season when he hit 703, so it was a good time for them.
Oh, my goodness. What a memory. I hope they got some pictures.
Your time, and I really enjoy talking to you, so we'll do this hopefully a little more regular.
Well, I should be on every Wednesday night here as long as the Cardinals are in remission, so to speak. But I'll be shifting back and forth from Wednesdays and Thursdays once the Cardinals come back on the air in the spring. But, Ken, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Same to you.
Hey, we got to take a break here, and I wanted to give Ken all the time he wanted because he is a great caller. And when we come back, I'm going to mention one legal issue for you before we get out, because to me, it's scary about what can happen by when the government can track you. And there's a new tech out there that I want to bring to your attention. At your service, KMOX. Don't go away. Let's hear it for Matt Pajeski. That's a great bumper song there, Matt. Good job, buddy. I wanted to get to this topic before the hour ends, because it doesn't matter whether you're on the right or on the left. We should always be concerned about a government that wants to exert too much power over your life. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. You should be concerned about that. That's why some of my Republican friends, a lot of times they're all, you know, well, if the government's going to be cracking down on criminals, then I'm all for that. And when I point out that, you know, a lot of guilty people get prosecuted, or a lot of innocent people get prosecuted, and a government that can track you just takes away your privacy. And they look at me and they think I'm a liberal. And then I talk to my liberal friends and they think, you know, that I'm far to the right. So it's important, regardless of your political persuasion, to understand that a government that is tracking you in ways that violate your privacy, it's a problem. And today we have less and less privacy. In fact, I think today we have the least amount of privacy that people have ever had since the founding of this country. And here's a great example, how tech really enables the government to impede upon your privacy in a way that you should find disturbing. The tech is called Fog Reveal. And Fog Reveal is basically a company that obtains information from cell phone companies, buys it, and then resells it. Now, what do they buy? And you probably know this, but every time you drive around with a cell phone in your pocket, your cell phone automatically detects every cell phone tower that you drive by, and it pings it. It pings the cell towers. And so during the course of any given day, if you went and obtained all of that information from the cell phone companies about which towers you pinged, you could put on a map every single place that you've gone, every single place. And what happened, and this was back in 2012, there was a case went to the Supreme Court where the police, without a warrant, put a GPS tracking device on a car of a suspect that they were following. And what they were trying to do is to show where this suspect was going to see if he was going near places where crimes were being committed so that they could then go and get a warrant and go arrest this individual. The case is called United States versus Jones from 2012. It went up to the Supreme Court. And in 2012, the Supreme Court held that it violated the defendant's Fourth Amendment rights of search and seizure. It violated those rights by tracking this individual. Even though he was on the open streets, even though they didn't search his car, they attached a device to the outside of his car, but that was a violation of his rights under the Fourth Amendment. And I applauded that case when it came out. 10 years ago, that case came out, and I applauded it because that's an overreach. If the government thinks that an individual is committing a crime, then get a warrant. You don't follow him to get the information in an illegal and intrusive way. And then get the warrant, and get other means that are legal to find the information that you need to obtain that warrant. Well, I'm bringing that case, that 10-year-old case up this evening, because law enforcement now can get that exact same information from a company called Fog Reveal. Because Fog Reveal buys this information from the cell companies, and then they can resell it to anyone that they want. So the government can do that. The police can do that. In fact, the Associated Press, in an article that I read just today, the Associated Press reported that nearly 24 government agencies across the country have contracted with Fog Data to use this information to track and keep track of individuals. So every place your cell phone goes, they can track you. That's not being paranoid. That's just being real. And you may say, and I know the argument is, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't care why the government's tracking me. That's not the point. The point is the government should not be tracking you. You have a right to privacy, and the government should not be tracking you for that. And the reason why I wanted to mention this is that this situation really highlights the distinction between two very, very closely related ideas, but they're different. And that is data privacy law and electronic surveillance law. I mean, we've all seen enough Law and Order cases to know that if you're going to follow someone, or if you're going to track them, if you're going to bug their phones, if you're going to put something in their houses, you got to have a warrant. That's a surveillance issue. But being able to obtain this information from cell phone companies is not a surveillance issue. It's a data privacy issue. And while our country is focused very acutely on electronic surveillance issues and making sure that the government is limited in how they can surveil you, there's virtually no oversight in this country on a federal or state level when it comes to data privacy law. And so that's why these government agencies can buy this information from cell phone, in essence, from cell phone companies, and use that information to track you illegally. But if they put a GPS device on your car, that would be found to be unconstitutional, as it was 10 years ago by the Supreme Court. So in other words, you get to the same point, you get to the same illegal search and seizure, but you're doing it a different way. And I raise this issue for you because we have to keep our government in check. We hope that the mainstream media does it, but when they don't, we'll do it right here on Camel X, because it impacts every aspect of your life. The other thing you want to make sure that you monitor is the Dave Glover Show, because the Dave Glover Show, the best of DGS, is coming up here at 10 o'clock on Camel X. Brad Young at your service. I'll be back here next Wednesday night. Make sure you tune in. Here for Matt Pajeski. That's a great bumper song there, Matt. Good job, buddy. I wanted to get to this topic before the hour ends, because it doesn't matter whether you're on the right or on the left. We should always be concerned about a government that wants to exert too much power over your life. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. You should be concerned about that. That's why some of my Republican friends, a lot of times they're all, you know, well, if the government's going to be cracking down on criminals, then I'm all for that. And when I point out that, you know, a lot of guilty people get prosecuted, or a lot of innocent people get prosecuted, and a government that can track you just takes away your privacy. And they look at me and they think I'm a liberal. And then I talk to my liberal friends and they think, you know, that I'm far to the right. So it's important, regardless of your political persuasion, to understand that a government that is tracking you in ways that violate your privacy, it's a problem. And today we have less and less privacy. In fact, I think today we have the least amount of privacy that people have ever had since the founding of this country. And here's a great example how tech really enables the government to impede upon your privacy in a way that you should find disturbing. The tech is called Fog Reveal. And Fog Reveal is basically a company that obtains information from cell phone companies, buys it, and then resells it. Now, what do they buy? And you probably know this, but every time you drive around with a cell phone in your pocket, your cell phone automatically detects every cell phone tower that you drive by, and it pings it. It pings the cell towers. And so during the course of any given day, if you went and obtained all of that information from the cell phone companies about which towers you pinged, you could put on a map every single place that you've gone, every single place. And what happened, and this was back in 2012, there was a case went to the Supreme Court where the police, without a warrant, put a GPS tracking device on a car of a suspect that they were following. And what they were trying to do is to show where this suspect was going, to see if he was going near places where crimes were being committed, so that they could then go and get a warrant and go arrest this individual. The case is called United States versus Jones from 2012. It went up to the Supreme Court. And in 2012, the Supreme Court held that it violated the defendant's Fourth Amendment rights of search and seizure. It violated those rights by tracking this individual, even though he was on the open streets, even though they didn't search his car. They attached a device to the outside of his car, but that was a violation of his rights under the Fourth Amendment. And I applauded that case when it came out. 10 years ago, that case came out, and I applauded it, because that's an overreach. If the government thinks that an individual is committing a crime, then get a warrant. You don't follow him to get the information in an illegal and intrusive way, and then get the warrant, and get other means that are legal to find the information that you need to obtain that warrant. Well, I'm bringing that case, that 10-year-old case, up this evening because law enforcement now can get that exact same information from a company called Fog Reveal, because Fog Reveal buys this information from the cell companies and then they can resell it to anyone that they want. So the government can do that. The police can do that. In fact, the Associated Press, in an article that I read just today, the Associated Press reported that nearly 24 government agencies across the country have contracted with Fog Data to use this information to track and keep track of individuals. So every place your cell phone goes, they can track you. That's not being paranoid. That's just being real. And you may say, and I know the argument is, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't care why the government's tracking me. That's not the point. The point is the government should not be tracking you. You have a right to privacy, and the government should not be tracking you for that. And the reason why I wanted to mention this is that this situation really highlights the distinction between two very, very closely related ideas, but they're different. And that is data privacy law and electronic surveillance law. I mean, we've all seen enough Law and Order cases to know that if you're going to follow someone, or if you're going to track them, if you're going to bug their phones, if you're going to put something in their houses, you got to have a warrant. That's a surveillance issue. But being able to obtain this information from cell phone companies is not a surveillance issue. It's a data privacy issue. And while our country is focused very acutely on electronic surveillance issues and making sure that the government is limited in how they can surveil you, there's virtually no oversight in this country on a federal or state level when it comes to data privacy law. And so that's why these government agencies can buy this information from cell phone, in essence, from cell phone companies, and use that information to track you illegally. But if they put a GPS device on your car, that would be found to be unconstitutional, as it was 10 years ago by the Supreme Court. So, in other words, you get to the same point. You get to the same illegal search and seizure, but you're doing it a different way. And I raise this issue for you because we have to keep our government in check. We hope that the mainstream media does it, but when they don't, we'll do it right here on Camel X, because it impacts every aspect of your life. The other thing you want to make sure that you monitor is the Dave Glover Show, because the Dave Glover Show, the best of DGS, is coming up here at 10 o'clock on Camel X. Brad Young at your service. I'll be back here next Wednesday night. Make sure you tune in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking,
or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.